my initial thoughts are that food banks are a sign of a failing safety net. That the growth in need for families to seek assistance from food banks as a result of the falling living standards, as a result of rising inflation, speak to, you know, broader problems within our political economy. And I think it's a challenge for the left, because on the one hand, I think we regard them as a sign of a failure of public policy. On the other hand, we are rightly full of admiration for the volunteers and groups and faith-based groups who provide these kind of absolutely vital resources. So there is a degree of ambivalence, I think, about many of us on the left as to how to think about food banks. I think this is one of the interesting divisions in the history of the labour movement, because on the one hand, there is this great tradition of civil society groups fighting nationally and internationally, and we can look at the Friendly Societies, and we can look at Mechanics Institutes, or we can look here in Stoke-on-Trent at the campaign for the abolition of trade in slaves. But on the other hand, the great settlement of 1945 in the welfare state was to seek to abolish that kind of patchwork provision for a universal provision with the state stepping in. I think that kind of era of total state provision has now faded away, and these groups have re-emerged to fill the vacuum.